Ryan Patrick is my guest this morning. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, Kent.
Good morning to you. Boy, I tell you what, I was talking about just a second ago, were your ears burning?
I heard it on the way. I heard you do what they call in the business a tease.
Right.
Which is the few times that I'm ever called a tease.
Well, I caught wind of something. I wasn't downwind or anything like that, but I caught...
Yeah, sorry about that.
I caught something the other day. You are a MASH TV show fanatic, to put it lightly here. And when did your love of the MASH television program begin?
It began when the original, when the show was originally airing. So it's during its original run. I was born in 75, which is just a few years after MASH started. And my mom watched it all the time. And, you know, when you're, you know, when you're four or five, MASH is boring.
Right?
You know.
That's what we watch. 4 and 5 year olds now, they have no idea.
No. But, you know, mom always had it on. And you didn't have your own screen, you know. You had,
right.
You basically had one TV in your house. And if mom was watching MASH, then that was it. You know, you were watching MASH with her. And, you know, it wasn't animated. It wasn't, you know, there weren't any talking animals on the show. So I was pretty bored with it. But then, the more I watched it, the more I got into it. And so, you know, thanks to my mom always having it on, I watched it all the time. And eventually, when it went off the air in 83, I was there watching the entire episode and crying, man. Bawled my eyes out after that episode ended. So, and then, you know, I always liked it when I was young. And then in high school and college, you know, there were always reruns airing.
KFBS 12, Sunday night at 10:30 after the news.
They used to do it on Saturday and Sunday night.
Double feature,
woo, you know. Baby. And so I would have the VCR ready to go. And I would got to where I was recording all of the episodes. And I got into it again, man.
Yeah.
And just fell in love again with it. And then they released all the episodes on DVD. And nowadays, you can find it a lot of places.
Yeah.
And so... but it all started when I was watching it with, you know, my mom when I was a little boy.
Well, to put into perspective here about how big a fan Ryan Patrick is, he's wearing his MASH 4077th t-shirt.
Got the shirt.
And at home somewhere, he has a six-pack of MASH 4077 beer.
Yes.
Has never been opened.
No, and I would not recommend opening it. I don't think that's like fine wine. I don't think it gets better with time. No.
Oh, crazy stuff. And so now you have a podcast celebrating all things MASH. And what's the name of it?
It's called MASH Matters.
MASH Matters.
Yes.
And so you kind of got a cult following going on here, dude.
Well, it's off to a good start.
Yeah.
And we're starting to pick up a little bit of steam. We've just released, actually, the second episode just dropped today.
Cool.
And yeah, it's a fun thing. I started thinking about doing a podcast for MASH because there are podcasts for everything. Whatever your interest.
Yeah.
I don't know if you listen to them, Kent, or if your listeners listen to them. There's a podcast for anything. So whatever you're interested in, just go on, you know, and search for that subject and podcast, and you're going to find something. That doesn't mean it's going to be a good podcast, but you're going to find a podcast about stuff that you're interested in. And there are a few other MASH podcasts out there, and what they do is they kind of just do it episode by episode and break it down. But I felt like there was something missing for the true diehard MASH fans as far as what a podcast that just celebrated the show and talked about the show in general.
Right.
And so I started thinking about this a while back, and then the balls started rolling, and I got a special co-host on board, and all of a sudden, boom, we were rolling.
Your co-host is Igor from the show. What is his name?
Jeff Maxwell is his name.
That's crazy. And this is an actor from Hollywood doing all this stuff. How did you meet Igor or get in touch with him?
It's so interesting, man. It actually started right here on Z100.
Crazy.
20 years ago. And
wow.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I worked on Z100 for 15 years, and back in my day when
you're still playing vinyl records,
I was doing mornings here on Z100 with
Bless your heart.
With Mr. Pat Benton.
Hey!
At the time, Jeff Maxwell, who plays the the poor guy who had to sling all the food there at the 407 7th, Private Igor, he wrote a cookbook, a MASH cookbook. And so we had him as a guest on the show. He was on the phone calling from his home in California, and we had him on the show.
Yeah.
And I was the one who kind of got that ball rolling and set that up through email. And through, because of that interview, he and I stayed in touch.
Wow.
Throughout the years via email. And we actually met a couple of times when my wife and I went out to LA and my friend and I went out there. And so we just stayed in touch through the years. And so this year, when I started seriously thinking about doing this podcast about MASH, I reached out to him and said, "Hey, man, would you like to be a guest? Or maybe you would like to have, I could bring you on every now and then to answer some questions." Uh-huh. You know, I don't want to, you know, I know you're a busy guy, so I don't want to bother you. And he came back and he said, "Well, I don't want to be a guest, but I'd be interested in helping you out, maybe something long term." And so we started talking and on the phone and had several conversations. And before I knew it, he was agreeing to be my partner with this podcast.
How cool is that, dude?
And so now he and I host together. Yeah. We host MASH Matters, which is a podcast celebrating what we consider to be the greatest television show of all time. It's very interesting because I am a huge fan. Jeff is not a huge fan of the show necessarily. And
right.
I think that you can get, I think you'll get this, Kent, because you work in radio, so
right.
you'll understand that when you're in the business, it's a job.
Yeah.
It's a paycheck. It's something you do, and you do it well, but it's your job.
Right.
And so you may not have the same obsession over a particular subject that your fans do. You know, you play the music, but you may not be huge fans of all of the music you play, you know.
Correct.
I'm sorry, I'm giving people a little peek behind the counter.
Behind the green curtain.
Yeah, so because of that, he loves the show in that what it did for him, and he loves the people he worked with, and they're still, that MASH family is still, they still, you know, communicate and all that. So
cool.
So it's interesting to look at it from two perspectives. I come as the perspective of a MASH super fan, and Jeff comes in from the perspective of living it, being a part of it. And so those two different perspectives, I think, make for an interesting conversation about the show.
How can we listen to your podcast, MASH Matters with Jeff Maxwell?
Well, we have a website. You can go to mashmatterspodcast.com.
Okay.
You can also find the podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Google Podcasts. Pretty much any device you use to listen to podcasts, you can find it. Just search MASH Matters.
Okay.
You should be able to find it. There might be a few that where you can't reach it yet, but you can also listen to the episodes right there on our website, mashmatterspodcast.com. And if you are a MASH fan, I hope you like it. If you know somebody who is a MASH fan, a huge show fan of, yeah. of the show MASH, let them know about it.
Cool.
Send them the link and let them know. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can find us everywhere. So, yeah.
It's a pretty cool deal here locally to have a connection out in Hollywood, California, wherever Jeff Maxwell resides
yes.
now, and to have this going right here. So, Ryan, I'm proud of you.
Uh-huh.
I want to give you a hug.
Uh-huh.
However, I do want to have a healthy, open debate about the greatest television program of all time, because I believe it was the Dukes of Hazzard.
Well,
you know, I know that's up there for you.
So when does your Dukes of Hazzard podcast start? Is what I want to ask Ken Zimmer.
No, I'll have to get with some of my friends.
When do you and Cletus start a podcast about?
Yeah.
You know, when do you and Enos get together?
You know what? I'm going to go far above that. Me and Tom Wopat.
Oh,
have got a podcast.
Dude, you're pulling out the big guns now, man. Wow,
Tom
you
Wopat.
Went full Wopat on me.
But not on Wopat. On you. MASH Matters with Ryan Patrick. Check it out. The new, I guess you call it podcast, is today, or episode.
Episode
and the podcast.
Episode 2 came out
cool.
today, yeah.